On Wednesday, the House of Representatives is set to vote on the Shays Meehan Campaign Finance Reform Bill. The Senate passed a similar bill last year. The House Republican leadership strongly opposes Shays Meehan, so today the bill's supporters brought business leaders to the Capitol to help make their case. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Republicans who oppose the campaign finance bill, sponsored by GOP Congressman Chris Shays and Democrat Marty Meehan, are working hard behind the scenes to stop it. But today they kept a low public profile. Instead, it was the backers of Shays Meehan who staged public shows of support. There were appeals to undecided lawmakers from national business leaders, like this one from the former board chairman of accounting firm Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu, Edward Kangas.
We, the leaders of American business, want the Shays Meehan bill passed. Without amendment, without poison pills, and without a conference. And for those members of the House that are on the fence, we will support you, we will help you get reelected, and you will be the winners when you vote yes.
Kangas said he and more than 300 other business leaders are simply tired of getting phone calls requesting the large, unregulated soft money contributions to national political parties that Shays Meehan would ban.
I and many of my clients feel that it is a shakedown bordering on extortion and even protection money.
Bill sponsor Shays says by banning such soft money and restricting the broadcast of so-called issue ads, the legislation is quite similar to the McCain-Feingold bill that 59 senators voted for last spring.
And we're trying to take what they've done with some slight alterations, pass it in the House, and be able to give it right back to them to pass and send on to the president.
House GOP leaders say those slight alterations could include changing the date the bill takes effect from 30 days after it's signed into law to only after the November elections. GOP Senator and campaign finance reformer John McCain, who's been lobbying House members to back Shays Meehan, acknowledged today that moving the date on which a ban on soft money would take effect is indeed under discussion.
That discussion is legitimate because there is hundreds of millions of dollars in soft money, and how that's disposed of and how that would work is something that we need to discuss in the next couple of days.
McCain says he's hoping there will be more House Republicans who back Shays Meehan than the 20 who signed the petition that's forced it onto the floor for a vote. Nearly 50 Republicans have voted for previous versions of that legislation, only to see it die in the Senate. McCain said even though House Speaker Dennis Hastert last week showed how seriously the GOP leadership opposes this legislation, he still thinks it may prevail.
I think it's very close. I think we have significant obstacles ahead of us. When the Speaker of the House says that it's Armageddon, then obviously all stops are being pulled out in order to try to defeat this measure.
The GOP leadership is expected to offer its own versions of campaign finance legislation when the issue comes to a vote Wednesday. If that doesn't work, opponents are expected to propose amendments to force Shays Meehan into a conference with the Senate, where proponents fear it could die. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.